About 780,000 years ago, the Earth's magnetic field reversed abruptly for reasons which are unknown. And now, continual climate change gripped the Earth and has continued ever since. Since this moment, 780,000 years ago, at least 9 glacial periods, separated by shorter, warmer intervals, have descended upon the Earth, where over 75% of the last 780,000 years, the world's climate has been in transition from warm to cold and back again. Generally speaking, the freeze has been gradual, the warm-up rapid. But the periods of cold are longer than the periods of warm. All of which, of course, raises an interesting question. As a sideline, are we still in the Ice Age? Yes. And some experts believe that in 23,000 years or so, we will resume another glacial period. Which, of course, raises the next question, which is, what is going to be the effect of anthropogenic, humanly caused, global warming on these long-term cycles? Yes, global warming by humans is a reality, but its effect on long-term Pleistocene change is unknown. But it's worth noting, to go back to prehistory, that both Homo erectus and Homo sapiens, that is, modern humans, evolved during a time when the world was generally cooler than today, and the climate was constantly in transition. These constant changes played an important and still little understood role in the spread of early humans out of Africa into temperate and more tropical regions. The humans known generically as Homo erectus evolved into highly diverse populations in many parts of the world. It's very difficult to describe them and generalize accurately, but we must make an attempt. These archaic humans generally had a larger brain than Homo habilis, varying between about 775 and 1,300 cubic centimeters, far larger than the 600 to 700 cubic centimeters of its predecessor. Homo erectus skulls are very distinctive, with more rounded shape and conspicuous bony ridges over the eyes. The limbs and hips were much more modern-looking, almost modern, sometimes slightly bowed, and fully adapted to the upright posture. Humans now were extremely nimble. These archaic humans also had hands fully capable of precision gripping and many forms of tool making. They were still short. They stood at about 5 foot 6 inches tall. The earliest forms of Homo erectus developed in tropical Africa. And, as inevitably happens when more and more fossils come into public knowledge, we find the scientists subdividing and subdividing again. And there are many people who call the Homo erectus that appeared in Africa Homo ergaster instead. I prefer to use the name Homo erectus as a generic name here simply because it makes our lives a little less complicated. As with all of his prehistory, reality was much more complex than we know. The reason to do this is simply we do not have enough fossil specimens to work with, so our knowledge of them is very, very incomplete. The earliest known Homo erectus or ergaster finds come, as did the earliest tools, from the Lake Turkana region of northern Kenya. A skull dates to between 1.6 and 1.7 million years ago from that area. It has massive brow ridges, an enlarged brain size, and a high forehead. It has many resemblances to much later Homo erectus specimens.